It's just after 2 o'clock on day one in the afternoon, a bright sunny afternoon. Pleasant temperature for riding. It's about 18 degrees centigrade. Light breeze comes from different directions, so not really a factor in the cycling. It's in my face right now, but it's been behind me sometimes as well. I'm about 20 kilometres short of Kempsey, which is my target for the day. So I should get there around 3 o'clock, which is actually what I was hoping for. So since my morning podcast, when things were looking a bit grim, I've been lucky enough to recover well. At about 8 o'clock when I made the last podcast, I was fighting my way up and down hills with my lowest gear being my 10th gear, and I'd been barely making it up. Not long after I made that podcast, I started striking hills that I just could not ride up in that gear. And so, much to my embarrassment, because there was plenty of traffic around, I just had to get off and walk up some of them, and of course that cost me a fair bit of time. Also, the effort of trying to ride up the hills in that gear was wearing me out significantly. I did recall that I can adjust my rear derailleur, so instead of having gears 10 and 20, I could have had 5 and 15 or something. But I kept hoping that I'd seen the last hill before Taree, which was where I was aiming for a bike shop, rather than stop and get out the tools I needed to make that adjustment. Anyway, by the time I got to Taree, I was bonking big time. I could barely keep a good pace up on the flat, let alone on the hills. My legs had just had it. The last 10K was really hard work. But then I got into Taree and almost immediately found one of the bike shops. I think it's called Burke's Bike Shop. Right on, or just fractionally after 9 o'clock, so that only just opened the shop, I think. I wheel my bike in, and they jumped to my assistance, which I was very grateful for. The mechanic immediately got hold of a new gear cable. They directed me to a cafe where I could get some breakfast while they did the repair, and they replaced the cable and, for good measure, replaced the housing as well. And all for the princely sum of $10. They wouldn't accept more. So I was very grateful, and in the event I only ended up spending 45 minutes at Taree, which is about the best I could hope for, ordering a cooked breakfast and eating that anyway. So I didn't lose any time, and I was very grateful to the guys in the bike shop. The gears seem to be working all right now, although still jumping around a bit in some of the middle cogs on the back. I'm hoping that's not a big deal. Since Taree, after that nice breakfast, there was a long flat section, and then undulating hills again. The flat sections are through dairy farms, crossing some of the rivers. I think it's the Manning River that goes through Taree. It's one of the big rivers that goes to the coast. And around those rivers are floodplains, which are very verdant, and mainly dairy farming. And then between, well, when you get past the floodplains, then you go into small mountain ranges, which are all covered in eucalypts, quite dense subtropical vegetation. Just riding up a hill at the moment, and and containing a few hills. So all in all, it's been a day that's been a bit of a workout, especially as I don't think my legs have recovered from the exertions of overnight. I think tomorrow could be a tough day when the stiffness and soreness sets in. Got a few twinges in my right calf muscle. Not really bad, but enough to concern me a little. One feature of the road today, and actually the road overnight, which I forgot to mention, is that the bit I'm on at the moment is two-way, but they're the government, federal and state, are in the process of duplicating the highway all the way between Sydney and Brisbane, two major cities. So most parts of the world you'd expect them to be connected by a freeway, but not in Australia. So there's been a lot of roadworks, and I've been held up at traffic lights a few times where there's only room for one lane of traffic, and it's been very busy. So one thing I've lived with today and actually overnight is a lot of traffic. Quite a few trucks, but also a lot of caravans, camper vans, maybe heading back from school holidays, and also just a lot of commuter traffic, because there are towns about every 30 or 40k in this area. It's quite a well-populated area, and it's close to the coast. I think a lot of people live on the coast and then commute to the centres like Taree and Kempsey to work. At night, going past the roadworks was quite challenging at times. There was probably a strip of sealed road about a foot wide on the left-hand side of the white line that marks the border of the road, and that was my territory. So I didn't want to wander over that onto the road proper because of the amount of traffic. But I couldn't go to the left either because it was quite a small drop to quite a soft verge to the road. I did actually go down there once and nearly came off in the dark, which certainly got the adrenaline pumping for a few seconds. So it was hard work just concentrating all the time on staying on that 1 foot wide strip, not getting blown by the trucks as they went past, and not losing concentration and wandering off over that little drop. Anyway, I survived, but I will admit to some deja vu to being a bit nervous on the road at night with those trucks coming past. Although I'm definitely better lit this time, I'm hoping that makes a difference. And also, with all those roadworks around, I think the drivers just have to concentrate a bit more. They can't just doze off like they do on a freeway. Anyway, there's been a lot more roadworks this afternoon as well. Often to my advantage, I think through some of these stretches, I'm getting through faster than most of the vehicles because the traffic lights don't let them all through at once. So a few times I've, and of course I can go up my 1 foot strip on the inside past all the queued up traffic at the lights, and then I can be at the front when the light turns green, get through that, and then head on. And I'm finding that there's periods of time where maybe for 15 minutes there's no traffic at all coming from behind me because they're all banked up at the light back there. But generally the road, apart from the roadworks, the room for cyclists hasn't been too bad. And I haven't really had any dangerous moments today, just that scary moment when I dipped off the road. Getting to Kempsey at 3 o'clock, I'm going to look for a motel, cheap motel in the middle of town, so I can just walk out and get a few groceries and things. If I get there at 3, I'm going to make a big effort to be in bed by 5:30 with a view to getting 6.5 hours sleep, getting up at midnight and going at 1 a.m. I suspect I'll find the ride hard at night tonight because my body really hasn't adapted to that time change yet. I'm feeling a bit zombie-like at the moment, not having had any sleep since yesterday lunchtime, yesterday morning. But not too far to go now, so I'm pretty comfortable that I'm going to be fine. I haven't had any sleepy periods. I'm just feeling like I need a sleep. That's it for now.